right now, about 828 million people around the world go to bed hungry each night. And the conflict in Ukraine only worsened this. It took vulnerabilities that existed at the local, regional, and global level that were already there because of conflict, climate change, chronic inequality, the COVID-19 pandemic, and threw accelerant on it. I think most of your listeners are going to know that prior to the war, Russia and Ukraine exported nearly a third of the world's barley and wheat, more than 70% of its sunflower oil, and a large percentage of corn or maize. And the war made it even more difficult for this to get to market, and it increased the price at the local and regional level.
Talk about how that changed for the people who live in Africa, their lives on a day-to-day basis, and what countries specifically are we talking about mostly?
Yeah, so it's a number. We've focused in on the Horn and beyond. But I'd say before the war, almost all, 90% plus of Somalia's wheat imports were coming from Ukraine and Russia. And so now with inflation, rising food costs, and the conflict, plus the record drought that's happening in Somalia, we're looking at a terrible situation where it's becoming even more expensive to get vital food aid. But it's not just limited to Somalia. We've seen an inflationary environment impacting food prices in Malawi and Zambia. In Malawi, food prices have gone up 142% since 2020, only aggravated by the conflict. And in Zambia, it's 120%.
When you talk about 120-some% and 140-some% inflation for food prices, how do people even survive? How do they put food on their table?
They're making really difficult decisions on a family and individual basis. So it's requiring families to really cut aggressively the number of calories they intake, how much food sits on their table. They still have money. There's still money flowing through the economy, but it's just not going as far as it used to. So what might have bought a full plate of food in the past now doesn't, and people are resorting to just smaller portions and fewer options, which is, of course, driving what we look at Action Against Hunger, which is increasing rise in the number of people who go to bed hungry each night.
Let me throw a quote at you. By raising prices for food and fertilizer, the war in Ukraine is killing Somali children. That's what Ahmed Khalif, your country director for Action Against Hunger in Somalia, said. He said that countries with lower hunger rates received more funding than countries going through the worst hunger crisis. Does he mean by that that people in Africa are suffering more as a direct result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and that they should be getting more money than they are now, even with this war in Ukraine?
So one of the things that we found with our GAP report released today was that paradoxically, the countries experiencing the most acute forms of malnutrition were receiving, relatively speaking, fewer dollars than those experiencing in a less severe situation. So Ahmed's quote is spot on when we talk about Somalia, because the need there is greater. As I mentioned before, we're experiencing historic levels of drought, and the price of food has increased. So it makes it an already challenging situation nearly impossible